announcements, they'll sit down for a moment before starting it, and it'll just start at that point with a chord from the piano, and then we can sing it. Holden Evening Prayer is named for Holden Village up in Washington State. That's a retreat center. It was originally a mining town, and then several decades ago was given to the church as a retreat center. And that it was done there. That's why it's called Holden Evening Prayer. In the service, when we get on page 4, the psalmody there, Psalm 141, is potentially two parts, and we're going to try it that way tonight. Marlos is going to try to sing the second part. If anybody wants to join there, that's fine. Jan will be leading the first part. On page 8 of the service, just a little ways down, it says one or two lessons are read. At that point, I will read the lessons. There will be a short message, and then we'll sing the hymn, two verses of the hymn that as printed in the bulletin. And then after that, after the hymn, we will resume with right below that, where it says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's on page 8. And then the only other thing on page 10, where we start the prayers, the piano plays through that once, and then we hum it, and then we sing it, God of mercy, hold us in love. And then I sing the verses, and the congregation keeps responding with, God of mercy, hold us in love. I think those are the only things that are worth mentioning for the way the service is conducted. After a brief pause, we'll begin. Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness, and shine within your people here.
Thanks to God. It is right to give God thanks.
From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen.
The first reading from Luke. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." And a reading from Mark. And as Jesus sat at dinner in Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners. Dear friends, I suppose we've all heard that Chinese proverb that says, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Every task begins somewhere, with a beginning. You can't build a house all at once, but only step by step and board by board or brick by brick. And so it was with the ministry of our Lord. The longer I live and the more I ponder Scripture, the more convinced I am that we often have our vision too small, too narrow. The whole Christian faith is not, or is not only, about getting me to heaven, like plucking victims of a shipwreck from the ocean one by one. It's wonderful, of course, that God loves us individually, but it's only part of God's great and inclusive vision. In our Lutheran worship service in the Kyrie, we pray for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all. Let us pray to the Lord. If the great purpose of God was indeed the unity of all, the mending of creation, even that had to start somewhere. For Jesus, as we see in the Gospels, it started in his hometown, in his neighborhood, in his home country. And when he first sent his disciples on their mission, he told them to not go to the Gentiles, don't go to the Samaritans, but only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Which raises the question, who were the lost sheep? The more upstanding with Israel might have pointed to the people Jesus was associating with in these lessons. They said it often enough, tax collectors and sinners. Friends, it is ever so. In this country and everywhere, there are people among us who have lived with judgments of family or society. People who have been excluded from families because maybe they're gay or transgender, or because they're addicted, or because they have a criminal record. Some of you could add to that list, and the list is long. But in the Gospels, we see Jesus reaching out to bring them in, recognizing them as members of the families. He said to Zacchaeus, this too is a son of Abraham, giving them a place at the table. In Jesus' first sermon at the synagogue in Nazareth, speaking about his mission, he included this line, and the poor have good news preached to them. The theme tonight is all in the family, and that's not only a reference to that TV show years ago. It's also a statement about how Jesus saw the people among whom he lived, his people. And yet there's another way of hearing that line. In Matthew, we're told Jesus had compassion on the crowds because, quote, they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. The crowds, that is, a cross-section of the people of Israel. The whole people of Israel. As we read in Isaiah, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way. Not the disrespected few, but Israel. All Israel. And friends, it's still all. In the eyes of God, we are all dearly loved. And we are all sadly wandering like lost sheep. The most respected and the least. When the prophets Isaiah, Amos, Micah, and others preached judgment, they were pointing to the whole nation and especially to those with authority or influence. They saw the poor being oppressed and the well-off living in luxury. The elites, the scribes, the Pharisees, others, looked down on people who just didn't measure up to their standards. Maybe that was because of poverty or their vocation or other factors. Or maybe, as today, there are some people who simply lack energy or motivation, lack intelligence or skills, and wind up being more or less on the sidelines. Friends, it is that way in every generation and in every nation. We are not all alike, but we are all part of one profoundly loved humanity. You remember back in that Genesis story after Cain had killed Abel, Cain asks, am I my brother's keeper? I think the right answer to that is, no, not his keeper, his brother, family. I once heard of a high school commencement. Someone introduced the valedictorian by saying there are three kinds of people in the world, those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who don't know what happened. And the valedictorian got up and said, actually, there are two kinds of people. Those who put others into groups, and those who don't.
I suppose Jesus could have said something like that, because that's what he said by the way he lived. May his example give us a new understanding, a new ability to recognize all as family, as each time we pray, and for the unity of all. Amen. We sing the first and sixth verses. Shines in the darkness.
The darkness has not overcome.
Okay. An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and bless me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, Holy One. Strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor the weak and lowly one, humbling the proud of heart. You have cast the mighty down from their thrones and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and left the wealthy no part. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love, as you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through.
God have mercy, hold us in love. In peace, we pray to you. God have mercy, hold us in love. For peace and salvation, we pray to you. For peace between nations, for peace between peoples. God have mercy, hold us in love. For those who are gathered to worship and praise you. God have mercy, hold us in love. For all of your servants who live out your gospel. For all those who govern, that justice might guide them. God have mercy, hold us in love. For all those who labor in service to others. God have mercy, hold us in love. Grant weather that nourishes all of creation. Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
Help us, comfort us all of our days.
Hold us, gracious God.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God. Praise and thanks to you. May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of us.